Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life. Well, it's so good to be back this week. This is Josh, and I'm here with Ben Challey.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we're glad to be back with you again. And as we've talked about the last couple of weeks, this summer, while Scott is on a preaching break, and Ben has preached once, and I have preached once, and Ben, you're about to preach again.
That's right.
By the time everybody hears this, I guess they will have already heard your sermon. So good luck with that, and great job all at the same time. And so while we're doing a preaching break, we're highlighting some things that are going on here at Grace. So we've talked about VBS. We talked about CentraKid. We've talked about the Romania trip. And this week, as we're recording this, we are doing Neighbors and Nations. And that's been your thing, Ben. So tell us about Neighbors and Nations. What is that?
Yeah, so Neighbors and Nations is an opportunity. We're partnering with Next Wave Missions, which is one of our missions partners at Grace, to help serve the ethnic immigrant community here in Nashville and provide lunches for people who would normally have lunches supplemented by either a school or a government agency that didn't have the opportunity to have lunches for the summer. So we worked with the VBS team. We utilized the VBS offering to purchase food for these lunches, and then we're able to deliver them out throughout the week to two different apartment complexes in Nashville.
That's so awesome. I know that's a need in Nashville. Like I know in like the public school setting, sometimes the breakfast and the lunch that those kids receive might be the only meals that they get that day. And I know that in the summertime, in the past, the school systems have been able to provide those kinds of meals through a meal service, but that is, I guess, ceased to be the case
right now.
And so we've been able to come in and kind of fill in the gap a little bit and provide those lunches.
Yeah, it's just been an amazing opportunity to see the church step up and be the hands and feet of Christ and just to serve and love the community, the neighbors and nations, you know, the nations that are represented in our backyard. It's been such a beautiful thing to
That's
see
so
all week.
Cool. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit, like, how many people from Grace have been involved with this week, and what's that been like?
Yeah, we've had over 60 volunteers across 5 days. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of duplicate volunteers as well, people who have served once or twice and come back and said, I'd love to do another day, which has been just great to see. And the structure of what we're doing, so we gather at Grace at about 10 o'clock, and we begin assembling the lunches in the back of the chapel. And then we pack up and we all drive over to the apartment complexes. We set up and we open the door and we deliver meals for whoever will come in. A lot of times it's these families, it's young children. Sometimes it's an apartment worker, you know, but it's been really cool to see the community just embrace what we're doing and just to be able to have conversations. We actually had a team from the Romania trip who came and they were able to do some of the skits and the gospel presentations for these communities as well. And so it's just been an amazing time of service and gospel presentation. And we've gotten to pray and just serve our community in such an amazing way. And to see the community at Grace step out in service has just been so beautiful.
That's so awesome. Well, we're going to take a minute now and let you listeners hear from people who have been serving this week and what their experience has been like.
All right. I'm here with Ashley Grant. We're here on, this is Thursday. So day 4. This is your first day.
It is. Right? Yes. Yeah. I was able to meet Veronica today and her twin kiddos and her little two-year-old twins were like 10 and her little one is 2. And they were so encouraging because they were talking about, she was talking about how she's just trying to encourage them in the things of the Lord and sing worship songs with them at night in both English and Spanish. And it was just encouraging to me that there's someone locally living here in this community that is seeking the Lord.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool how she's been up here before. Mm-hmm. But just because we're here from the church, that she was able to connect with you pretty easily because of other people that have been here before, made it easier.
Yeah, the common bond.
Yeah. And you're here with some of your kids?
Two of the three of my kids, yes. My 11-year-old, almost 12-year-old son, he's manning the snow cone machines and doing a great job keeping those filled up and handing them out. And then my oldest, who's 16, is here handing out lunches and doing skits to share God's love.
Yeah, what's going on with the skits?
It's about how a girl is searching for food. She's hungry, and she's giving a loaf of bread that lasts forever. And at first, she wants to hold on to that, and then she decides that she was given it to she was given the loaf of bread, so she should also share God's love with other people. An analogy of that, yeah.
Did she go to Romania?
Yes, she did. This is her second year. So she got, just got back from her second trip to Romania. And
yeah, so did this get from Romania?
I think so, yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm here with Angela Womack and Susan Howe. Been here for several days this week so far, the Neighbors to Nations. So what are some things that stuck out to you guys?
Love being here in Neighbors to Nations, knowing that we are surrounded with apartments that have people who've come from countries from all over the world. And those that we've encountered, it's just been a blessing, even though we don't speak the same language.
How about you, Angela? Any stories this week?
We were handing out snow cones this week, and all the kids in the apartment really loved this, getting the snow cones. One girl in particular named Briley was probably about 6 years old, and she was a little chatterbox, and she just chatted with us for about 30 minutes one of the days. And by the end of the 30 minutes, I think she had had about four or five snow cones and of all different flavors.
Oh yeah.
But one of the teenagers asked if she could pray for Briley before she left, and Emma prayed for Briley, and then Briley responded with, "Can I pray for you too?" Of course, Emma said yes, and Briley just squeezed her eyes closed and stood there and did nothing. And I think Susan prompted her on a little prayer, and then she said amen, and she was just beaming. But it was really precious to see that.
That's awesome. Think the important thing of getting out of, you know, being kind of, you know, talking about these things, but to actually be in the world of where these people live, and not, you know, not be fearful, to be praying. And on the way here, I'm usually praying and saying, Lord, give us an opportunity to just engage, you know, with people, and to realize it's not a fearful thing. It's a delight to be amongst people and to know that this is how people, you know, will maybe see the Lord through us, even if we can't speak the same language, but to make sure that that's our heart.
Yeah, so with the language, there's a lot of people who've been speaking Spanish. Mm-hmm. How have y'all done with overcoming that and communicating?
Using the 10 words I know in Spanish.
Just big smiles and a lot of pointing, and they know that we're giving them something, and generally they just take it and smile. So it hasn't been a complicating issue at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
And we had the sign a while ago, someone, I don't even know how to say it.
Almuerzo gratis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free
yeah.
lunch.
Yeah. That's been helping out.
Yeah.
Big time too.
So it's good. Yeah. Thank you, Ben, for putting this together.
Sure. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for talking.
Man, that's really cool. Well, now what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Ben Challey talking with Ben Rainey. Ben Rainey is a church member of ours who works for Next Wave Missions, and he's the one who kind of brought this program to us and has been spearheading everything that's happened in the apartment complexes this week. So let's listen to that conversation.
All right, so I'm here with Ben Rainey from Next Wave Missions. Next Wave is a missions partner with Grace Community Church, and Ben was our missionary contact point for the Neighbors and Nations project. So Ben, do you want to share a little bit about your role at Next Wave, what Next Wave does, and how it partners with churches to do things like Neighbors and Nations?
Yes, so with Next Wave, we're here. We're a missions organization based in Nashville. We've got two sides of it. Our global side is focused on sending students overseas, so training them well, giving them good opportunities so they can have good, meaningful gospel ministry overseas, whether that's a short-term trip or gap year programs or various things. And then I work with the North American ministry. So here we're doing local ministry, mostly based out of Nashville right now. I focus on the Asian side of this, that's outreach, to reach the nations that have come to Nashville, because it's a growing, you know, quickly growing population. So we're here today to do all week working with refugees that have been resettled here by different resettlement organizations. They've come over legally, but they're still having a hard time getting on their feet together, getting jobs, getting, we got one family that's like I don't know, 11 kids or 10, 11 in the family. And so it makes it hard to get everything set up over here. And so this week we were handing out food to people who would normally Croft Middle School, they would have free lunches, be a part of the free lunch program at the school, but they couldn't. And so different churches this summer are giving out food to the apartment complexes where those guys live.
Yeah, so that's the Neighbors and Nations project, handing out food to those who have come over and are trying to get their feet settled, trying to get situated in a new place, new culture, new everything. And so that's what we did for the last 5 days. We're recording this now on Friday. So what were some of the highlights from the week? What was some of the strategy behind it? How did it go?
Well, it was really beautiful just to see everybody at the church working together from the beginning when all the kids were giving out, we got maybe triple the normal VBS offering than usual. And so everybody was excited about helping out with this. And then lots of kids just been seeing kids and youth and families all be able to do ministry here together right down the road. So it was really cool to see that. It's a lot of cool stories, you know, from the basic stuff of, you know, God holding the weather off for us, it seemed like, because it's like lightning and thundering until the truck gets here with everything. And then it just stops. We're all ready to set up. And as soon as we pull out again, we're ready to go again. But then it's just relationships that we've been able to build with people and seeing the youth, a lot of the youth. They've come back from the missions trip and they've got us, they did some gospel skits over there. And so they got even more youth who didn't go on the trip and they were all able to participate and do some gospel skits for people. So people were able to hear the gospel that way. And then people inviting people to church and having conversations, seeing one guy couldn't eat lunch because he'd had some dietary restrictions from a recent operation. And so one of our guys from the church just went over and he talked with them and he went over later and just brought them a cold cup of water. And they sat out there and talked for a while and got to just share deeply within their, you know, for a few minutes, but they got to go pretty deep and just encourage and pray for people there. Yeah. So a lot of cool things.
Yeah. That's so great. And on the Grove side, we brought in the snow cone machine, which was a huge hit.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Kids love the snow cone machine and just afforded opportunities to have people gather so we could do those gospel centered skits and share the good news, share some good food, share the good news. And that was the Neighbors and Nations project. So Ben, if there's anything, any other ways that people at Grace can get connected with the ministry that y'all are doing, or if there's any way that we can be praying for you, please let us know how we can be doing that.
Okay, yeah, we've got several ongoing kind of ministries that we do. This project was more for starting out this summer. Let's see what we're going to do. And so we'll talk with the churches that are involved and see if we want to do anything in the fall. I know next week a couple of us are going to go visit somebody that we met this week and take her out to lunch and talk with her. So we're doing some things like that. They're kind of organic and natural. But we also have some other things where we've got ongoing English teaching ministry for people that are brand new over here. Real close, I teach over here at Cool Springs, real close. So Turkish, Kurdish, Syrian, Egyptian, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, all together. So teaching English 3 days a week. On Fridays is a great time if you want to come try that out in the mornings. It's like 9:30 to 11:15. That's just for this summer, we're doing a conversation time where we sit around tables, as a coffee shop set up in the church over there, and we drink coffee and go through some questions or play some games or do whatever. And so it's pretty easy to get involved in something like that. And then every other Saturday night, or you know, twice a month, we do a refugee outreach, partnering with a church over in Smyrna. It's a sports night, so people can come over and hang out. It's mostly youth and stuff, but you're hanging out, playing ping pong and stuff inside, or volleyball outside. There's an organized game and got a Bible study and some good authentic Southeast Asian food that there we eat go. Well together.
Yeah. That's great. Well, thank you for sharing that. We'll definitely be praying for you, praying for Next Wave, and continue to be praying for all of the different ministries that are happening at Grace Community Church. So thank you for taking some time to listen. And thank you for the interview today, Ben.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
All right, bye.
That is so cool. Well, Ben Challey, there's too many Bens on this broadcast.
For the whole Neighbors and Nations, I was Ben with hair, and Ben Rainey was Bald Ben.
So. That's right, Bald Ben and Hair Ben. We're back with Hair Ben Challey. And so what I'd love to do is just for our members to know, like, how can they be praying and what the, can they be doing in the future in response to what we've gotten to do this past week?
Yeah, I think, well, the first thing, as you mentioned, is prayer. So we want to be praying for our neighbors and the nations that are represented here in Nashville. We have such a unique opportunity with where we're located in the city, where we go, you know, 10 minutes away and we can mm-hmm. reach the nations with the gospel. And so just prayer for continued outreach, for gospel-centered conversations, for the church to have a heart of living on mission, a heart of go, so to speak. And that just being in prayer for that, that the Lord would use the faithful service of the church to reach the nations here and then abroad as well. And then another step of just application out coming out of this is Next Wave is one of many grace partners that we have, one of our many missions partners. And so if you're at all interested in serving, I would love to hear more about your interests and learn how we can better connect you with the partners and the incredible ministry that's going on with our partners at Grace. There's so many members who are doing so many things. And so just love to help serve in any way in connecting you with the missions that happen through Grace.
That's so great. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Next time, we'll hear about youth camp, and we'll see you then.